Some breaking news. Paul Sorvino, who you may know for one of a number of different reasons. He is the father of actors Mira and Michael, an actor himself who appeared in Goodfellas, has died today at the age of 83. And reports are that his wife was by his side. She is Dee Dee Benke when he passed. Richard Krause, our entertainment guru, is with us to discuss the life of Paul Sorvino. We appreciate your time as always, pal.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. And what a man to remember. Where do we begin on Paul Sorvino?
Well, I think we'll start with Goodfellas, because Goodfellas, I think, is probably the role that everybody knows him from. It's on television constantly. It frequently makes best of lists of certainly one of the greatest gangster movies ever made. But, you know, often people put it at the top of their list for favorite movie. And so you know him from playing Paulie Cicero. There's the famous scene where he sliced his garlic with a razor blade in that thing. You had to get the garlic very thin, was his advice when you're making what they call the Sunday sauce in the movie. And he's a tough guy. He's a mob boss. And it's interesting, when I started to look this up a little bit, there's a great quote from him where he says, "I've done a lot of comedies and I'd done a lot of dramas up until the point at which Goodfellas was offered to me, but I hadn't played a really tough guy before." And so he thought, well, I can do this. You know, I grew up in New York. I understand, you know, the subject matter of this movie. But then 2 or 3 days before the movie was set to roll, he had this epiphany. He's like, "I can't do this." And he called his agent and he said, "You have to get me off this movie. I cannot do it." And his agent said, "I'll do what I can." And in that kind of heated moment where he had had this revelation, he turned around, looked in the mirror, and he said, "I saw a look in my eye I had never seen before. And I called my agent right back and said, you know what? I can do this. I've got the fire in me to do this." And he handed in one of the performances of his career in Goodfellas. But it was a career that spanned 50 years. And you know him maybe from starring on Law & Order for a number of years. You probably know him if you're a fan of James Caan movies, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. He was the bookie in The Gambler. He was Claire Danes' pushy father in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. It goes on and on and on. This list of credits is truly amazing. He played Bruce Willis's father on Moonlighting. This is a guy who worked at a very high level for a very, very long time.
Well, Richard, and you talked about his experience on Goodfellas and that moment of reflection that he had. He had something similar with Law & Order, right? I mean, Law & Order ended up being an extremely powerful franchise. Did it not last about 20 years or so? Go ahead.
These are some of the longest running shows on television, the Law & Order franchise. Now, he wasn't with it right the whole entire time, but he's certainly one of the people that established that show, helped establish the formula of it. The great part with the law is the first half hour, the order is the second. He was fantastic on that show because he was never anything less than really authentic. And one of the things that he also says about Goodfellas was that, you know, a lot of people would stop him on the street and who had maybe never seen him on Moonlighting or seen him in any of the movies like Reds or Bullworth or Rules Don't Apply, all of which he made with Warren Beatty. And they would think that he was actually a gambler or a mafioso because he was so effective in that movie. And he said, well, I suppose that's the price you pay for being effective in a role. But as we're sitting here talking about him playing tough guy parts, I also have on my computer screen here the clip of when his daughter, Mira Sorvino, was accepting her Academy Award for the Woody Allen film that she made. And in her acceptance speech, she thanked her father, and he's in tears. He is just, and you can just see him melt as she's on stage having this incredible career moment. And he's so proud. He just melts. And it's a really lovely juxtaposition if you only know him from Goodfellas or some of the tough guys that he played.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he seemed like, to the story you told about Goodfellas and Mira Sorvino's speech and Law & Order, where he was only on the main cast for its first 29 episodes. And he said, look, the production schedule schedule is too exhausting. This is too limiting for me. I think he had some interest in preserving his vocal cords because he was able to sing opera. I mean, this is a guy who clearly was reflective and thoughtful about almost everything he did.
Absolutely. So he wanted to be an opera singer, and he got the chance to sing opera on stage at the Metropolitan, or the Lincoln Center in 2006, which was a lifelong dream. But he also had asthma, and he credits learning how to sing opera properly and learning really just how to use your lungs and whatnot to helping him get over asthma. And he actually wrote a book about it. And it's directed completely at people that just need breathing exercises and learning how to use their bodies to beat asthma. Paul Sorvino, other than, you know, all the great acting jobs that he did, cruising with Al Pacino, and he worked, you know, opposite Paul Newman and all the greats. He also wrote books about how to beat asthma, and he sang opera. Like, what an incredible guy.
What an incredible guy, Paul Sorvino. Richard Krauss, remembering the star who died at 83. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Richard Krauss, host of Last Call with Richard Krauss.